You brought up the issue of losing a lot of American farmland. Talk to us a little bit about some of the numbers that you presented to the group here today. You know, how bad is the situation becoming?
We rely a lot on the National Resources Inventory, which is done by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the last available data is from 2003. So from 1997 to 2003, we developed, actually converted to develop uses, 10.5 million acres of working land. That's cropland, pasture land, rangeland, forest land. That's 1.75 million acres a year, which, as I said in my talk today, is essentially the area of Connecticut and Vermont combined, about 9.4 million acres there, about 10.5 million acres over just 6 years.
Being taken out of production.
Being taken out of production permanently. This isn't land that's like being retired into CRP or going from cropland to forest land. This is land that's going under macadam, commercial development, rural residential developments, that type of thing.
That would seem to really be diametrically opposed to what we heard earlier today, that the world's population is going to expand by a third by, 2040, I believe they're saying. And we've got to be able to help feed that population and fuel that population. We can't do that when we lose these kind of numbers of farmland, can we?
No, that's true. And, in fact, the concern that American Farmland Trust wants to raise and bring into focus is that we actually, of our cropland base, we are actually developing at a higher rate our prime farmland. And I think, as most people know, prime farmland is the best soil to grow crops on, both from an economic standpoint and from an environmental standpoint. Less inputs are required. That's our best. That's the cream of the crop. That also is the land that's typically under the most threat because it's adjacent to or associated with our old agrarian communities and cities, which now are growing up on that. When we lose that, we lose the agricultural production. There's less yield per acre. We're moving agriculture onto marginal lands, and eventually you're just going to move it out entirely.
That would seem to be pretty tragic consequence. I guess how do we prevent that from happening then? How do we preserve the amount of farmland that we will need to feed and fuel this country and the world?
Well, there's a couple things that hopefully we can do. First of all, a lot of land use decisions are made at the state and local level in the United States. If there's a way for the federal government, for example, through incentives to help states and localities to plan better for growth, I mean, we still need to house people. We need to provide for economic growth that's not agriculturally related, but it's how we do it. Is it in a sprawling fashion, or is it more in a compact, smart growth way, as the term is sometimes used? The other thing is that we need to get the federal government out of stimulating the development of farmland through unintended consequences of highway projects, sewer line construction, the types of permitting and federal dollars that go into state and local initiatives or state and local infrastructure projects. And then finally, there is a program that's used around the country to purchase development rights from farmers so they basically permanently protect their land with a conservation easement. Providing more funding for that from the federal government, from state governments, would be critical because what we spend today now would come back to us manyfold afterwards when you think about the impact of losing that land in the future.
How much does, I guess, the bad news of the credit crunch and the construction industry having problems really mean good news for the farming areas, that maybe there won't be as many houses expanding out into those areas? Is the bad news for the construction industry good news for farmland?
Well, certainly right now, because we're seeing a downturn in the housing market, there is sort of less pressure right now for some of that rampant residential development. But as I talked about in my presentation today, from 1977 until 2003, we still were developing land at about a 1.5 million acre clip over that entire period, and we've had numerous economic downturns during that 30 years. So it's not something that just goes away.
Excellent. Bob, anything else I guess you'd like our audience to understand about, you know, what you told the group today and what you hope they take away from this meeting?
Well, as I didn't say today, many of the issues talked about today and the Farm Foundation's report are all very, very important. But if we lose the ag land base, argument over.